All right, let's build a rewind moment that feels like somebody just grabbed the record, yanked it back, and the whole room had to catch its breath. In this lesson, we're making that classic jungle and old-school DNB tension move inside Ableton Live 12, but we're doing it with chopped vinyl character, Raiga energy, and enough grit to sound authentic, not overproduced. Think of this less like an effect and more like a performance gesture. The best rewind moments don't just say, here's a transition. They say, hold tight, something just happened. That's the vibe we're after. So first, get three ingredients ready. 1. A short vocal or MC-style phrase. Something like rewind, pull up, run it back, or a sharp Raiga shout. Keep it short. This is not the place for a full vocal line. 2. A break beat or a few break hits. Ideally something with a strong snare and some ghost notes so the chop feels musical when you reverse or stutter it. 3. A noise layer. That could be vinyl crackle, room noise, tape hiss, or a dusty ambient sample. This is what helps sell the physical, record-like feel. Now let's start with the vocal. Drop it into an audio track and turn warp on. For smoother vocal fragments, Complex Pro is a good choice. If you want a more sliced, obvious chop texture, try Beats. Either way, trim the clip down so you're only keeping the strongest syllables or the most useful word. A good rewind phrase should hit fast. You want something that lands like a cue, not something that takes its time. Pull the level down a bit too. Around -6 to -10 dB is a good starting point. If the vocal feels too clean, use clip transpose and detune it slightly. A small downward shift can make it darker and heavier. A small upward shift can make it feel more frantic and old school. Now, here's a useful little teacher tip. Don't lock everything perfectly to the grid. Jungle and old school DNB often feel better when the timing is a little imperfect. A tiny late chop, a slightly dragged last hit, or a micro pause can make the whole thing feel human, like somebody is reacting in the moment. Next, let's turn that vocal into something you can actually play. You can load it into simpler and use slice mode. Slice by transients, then set the threshold so it catches the consonants and the strong syllables. Keep the slices short, and play a simple MIDI pattern. Don't overdo it. Usually a few well-placed chops are way more powerful than a frantic flurry. Now dirty it up. Add auto filter and start with a low pass move. You can begin somewhere around 1.5 to 3 kHz, then automate it down as the rewind builds. That gives you that closing down feeling before the pullback. Then add a touch of saturator with soft clip on. Keep the drive subtle, maybe 2 to 6 dB. You want warmth and edge, not destruction. If you want extra grime, add redux slightly for a bit of bit depth crunch. And if the vibe calls for it, vinyl distortion can add that dusty needle on plate attitude. The key here is restraint. The vocal should stay punchy and clear enough to read, even while it's dirty. Now for the reverse pullback. Duplicate the vocal phrase, consolidate or render it if needed, then reverse the duplicate. Place that reversed version just before the main rewind hit. This creates the feeling of something sucking backward into itself. You can layer a reversed break hit or a reversed cymbal underneath too. Darken it with auto filter so it supports the build instead of fighting the vocal. A really nice move is to automate the filter opening on the reversed layer. Start it low, around 200 to 500 Hz, then open it toward 2 to 5 kHz right before the hit. That creates a nice rise in tension without needing a flashy riser. Now let's make the actual record stop illusion. Automate the volume down quickly over a quarter bar or even a beat. If you want a stronger physical feel, you can also nudge the pitch slightly downward at the end of the phrase. That tiny drop can make it feel like the source is being slowed or grabbed. You can also use drum bus or a touch of saturator on the last hit before the stop. A little transient push helps that final impact read clearly. If you want one extra old school touch, throw a short delay or echo on the final word, then cut it off suddenly. That abrupt disappearance really helps the rewind feel like a live DJ move. Now let's bring in the drums. Your break fill should feel chopped by hand, not polished into submission. This is where you sell the movement. Use a one-bar fill with a snare flam, a kick pickup, a couple of ghost notes, and maybe one reversed break slice leading into the rewind. If you're using audio, slice the break to MIDI and play around with the pattern. Leave small gaps. Nudge a hit a few milliseconds late if you want that human drag. On the drum bus, glue compressor is a nice choice. Keep the ratio around 2:1 and just let it kiss the signal a little. Use HQ8 to clean up some mud around 250 to 450 Hz, and drum bus if you want a bit more smack and density. The goal is not a giant drum solo. The goal is momentum collapsing and resetting. Now the bass. This part matters a lot. If the bass is still fighting through the rewind, The whole moment loses impact, so fade or automate the bass out over the last half bar to one bar. Leave space. Let the drop feel like a vacuum. That vacuum is what makes the return hit harder. If you're working with a Reese or a layered bass, this is also a great moment to change its shape. Pull the filter down, mute some movement, or re-enter with a different modulation state after the rewind. Even a small change in bass phrasing can make the next section feel like a fresh chapter. Now put it all together in arrangement view. Think of the rewind zone as two bars. In the first bar, start your drum fill, bring in chopped vocal fragments, and begin pulling the bass away. In the second bar, let the reverse vocal swell happen, remove the sub, and create the stop moment. Then give the listener a tiny pocket of near silence, or at least a very stripped-down moment, before the drop lands again. That little bit of emptiness is important. In this style, space can hit harder than more effects. A really strong structure is this. Vocal says pull up. The drums answer with a chopped break lick, the bass disappears, the reverse layer swells, and then the full drop slams back in with a new accent or a slightly different rhythm. That call and response feel keeps it rooted in ragga and sound system culture. Now let's glue it with some ambience. Make a return track with a short, dark reverb, a little echo, and maybe an auto filter after them to keep the tail from getting too bright. Keep the reverb short, around 0.8 to 1.8 seconds. High cut it so it doesn't turn into a wash. Low cut it so it doesn't cloud the bass. You want atmosphere, not fog. Use that return mostly on the final syllable, snare hit, or reverse texture. Just enough to open the space, then collapse it. Before you call it done, do a reality check. Make sure the sub stays mono and tight. Make sure the rewind doesn't mask the first kick and snare of the drop. Watch the low mids around 200 to 500 Hz. Because rewind effects can build up there fast. And to make sure the master still has headroom. If the effect sounds huge in stereo but weak in mono, tighten it up. A jungle rewind has to survive the club system, not just headphones. One more coaching note here. If the rewind feels weak, the problem is often not the effects. It's usually that the drop after it doesn't change enough. Make the re-entry matter. Change the bass tone. Shift the drum pattern. Add a new vocal response, or hit with a different snare accent. The rewind is only as powerful as the reset it leads into. A couple of bonus ideas if you want to push it further. You can do a two-stage rewind, where you fake the pull-up once, then hit a second, bigger rewind a bar later. That can feel amazing in a live-sounding jungle arrangement. You can also make a broken tape or unstable vinyl hybrid by layering a reverse chop with tiny pitch drift and flutter. That gives you a more degraded, analog character. Or try a halftime fake-out. Rewind out of a fast passage into a brief halftime feel, then slam back into full tempo. That contrast can be savage. And if you really want this to become a reusable tool, resample the whole rewind moment once it works. Print it to audio, then chop it again if needed. That way it feels recorded in the room, not like a stock preset. So the big idea is simple. Build the rewind around one clear focal point. Keep the vocals short. Keep the bass out of the way. Use the break to sell the stumble. Use noise and reverse layers to make it feel physical, and leave enough space for the next drop to feel earned. That's how you get a rewind moment that sounds proper in jungle, old-school D&B, and rag-inflected rollers. Gritty, musical, and ready to pull the dance floor backwards before launching it forward again. Now go build it, print it, and make that reload hit.